Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham, right out in our operations area, the time on the wall, 3 o'clock Eastern, so we're going to get the latest update with Hurricane Dorian. So you see right on here on the radar, we can see that eye starting to move. I mean, the latest information that we have continuing to move northwest about 5 miles an hour, so we seem to have slowly but surely picking up speed, and that's getting the main eye wall right off of the Bahamas. But remember, some of these rain bands that stretch around could still bring some very gusty winds and some heavy rainfall, even though the center of the storm is moving towards the north. The other thing to note here, some of these rain bands moving across Florida, it's not just the East Coast, but also the West Coast getting some of these heavy tropical rains, but also it's the wind. Some of these can bring 30, 40 mile an hour wind gusts with time. Nothing much changed on the forecast, but I can tell you we're getting some reports now of some of that flooding we were talking about before. Stuart, Florida, some wave action, some overwash, and also in Martin County, Satellite Beach, you're starting to get some flooding there. So that flooding is occurring with this large wind field. I mean, we're talking about the winds, the latest that we have 110 miles an hour. So we can't just focus on the category, can't just focus just on the winds in the center. It's so important to think about it as just a large storm because the wind field has expanded. And we see right here for days and days, we were talking about this being about 120 miles away from the center. These are the tropical storm force winds and now 175 miles away from the center. So this storm is expanding. Even the hurricane force winds, 60 miles from the center, very close to the coast over the next few days through Wednesday evening, and then turning along the Carolina coast 8 a.m. on Thursday here, and then into Friday right along the coast. And the closest approaches, we have these hurricane warnings here in red. So South Carolina and portions of Florida, it's just really close to the coast, close enough that a small jog in any direction could bring some of those hurricane force winds ashore. And the cone, you think about the cone, look at this, all the way up, right along the coastline. So we need to talk about Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina with time. And one of the hazards that we have, of course, is the storm surge. That's one of the big hazards that we have, the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. And portions of Florida, you know, we start looking at south of Jacksonville, even here, 4 to 7 feet. Further south, 3 to 5 feet in areas around Fort Pierce and Melbourne. So a very dangerous storm surge, and we're getting some of the reports of that water coming up well before the storm. As this marches north, we're also going to march our watches and warnings further north as this system continues to approach the Carolinas. So you're going to have the storm surge, and also we have the winds associated with this. And some of the arrival of the winds Wednesday and Thursday and into Friday will continue to spread these tropical storm force winds northward. So we definitely have to wrap up our plans. A lot of rain, also dangerous as well. So we got to keep posted to the latest information. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.